KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining me today, we have the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Kronk. How are we, Jason?
Oh, we are doing fine, John. Good to be on your show today.
Well, I've been telling everybody that you're a visionary and you're going to provide some vision for us, so we'll save a little bit of that for a little further into this. But what I wanted, first of all, is just kind of get the latest happenings at Emmanuel.
Well, John, as you were just talking about, COVID has been increasing in our Flathead Valley, and last week we did have one of our residents in assisted living test positive for COVID. So we've had to respond to that to help care for that person in assisted living, making sure they're comfortable, and they're doing really well right now. And we've had to also go to procedures where the rest of the residents stay in their apartments while we make sure this doesn't go any further. So we've been busy to provide the best care and services for the residents who live here. Our staff have been really preparing all along for the inevitable if we had a positive case on campus, and quickly were able to move to in-room personal room service, dining services in everyone's room, kind of a concierge service, as well as activities programming done remotely through our in-house TV channel to make sure that this virus isn't going anywhere but with this one person. So we're working hard to see that people here are not affected by this. One of the things that we're doing and is now required, if there is a positive, is we test 100% of our residents and our staff in the in that building. It was our building that has independent living, assisted living, and our memory support. Everyone in that building was tested last Friday, and so we're waiting for the results to see if we have any asymptomatic positives, because we didn't see, we had no reason to think anyone was exhibiting this virus in any way. So we're hopeful that there's no asymptomatic positives. And so the state requires us to test everyone 100%. And then we do that every week until we have 14 days of zero positives for any of the virus. And so those are the measures that we've been doing, pivoting towards across campus. Of course, our housekeeping team is outstanding in terms of keeping everything clean and sanitized as best as possible. And so we'll see what comes of this. But we've, like I said, been practicing and preparing and training our staff for just this inevitable moment when and if this disease was going to be in our campus. And now we're responding to it appropriately. And so really proud of the staff and what they're doing. And, you know, they're donning the PPE and wearing it to safely care for anyone that for this person in particular. But we also wear it in our quarantine wing, where we have people live for 14 days before moving to their permanent residence anywhere on campus. And so our staff are wearing all of that protective equipment that we've garnered over the last 5 months to stockpile for the case in case we have any positives here. So yeah. Those are some of the initial initiatives that have been happening, I guess, over the last week here on our campus.
Jason, do you have any idea how this got into Buffalo Hill Terrace with all the precautions you guys have taken?
You know, we have been doing a lot to protect our residents with limiting zero visitors coming into the campus, and trying to keep it out with taking temperatures of our staff and asking questions if they've been in any hot zones or anywhere that might give them the virus. And we, even though we have those precautions, I guess until we have testing that we can do on the spot every shift, it gives us the results. You know, it's not something that's 100% foolproof. It's not clear where this person might have got it. That, you know, that it can't go into too much detail, but the person has been seeing physicians in the area, so there might be times where they were out and may have got it through those different visits with physicians, but it's not clear. We had no reason to see that it was anyone on campus, as I said, unless there's an asymptomatic positive, which, you know, the CDC reports 57% of people who are testing positive for the virus were asymptomatic, not showing wow. any symptoms, no fever or anything. So, you know, we're just, like I said, until we have testing that gives us the results on the spot, we're going to be vulnerable. Our vaccine, of course, we had a vaccine that's going to be the best to help deter that. So,
well, short of that, we ought to talk about what happens next and what sorts of plans you might have for the future, and at least with this coronavirus thing. And we'll do that with Jason Kronk right after this.
Imagine living in a place where you're surrounded by friends, comfort, and the beauty of the Flathead Valley. Imagine having your needs met, opportunities to learn and grow, and countless options. At Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, you live independently by renting an apartment at Buffalo Hill Terrace on a traditional monthly basis. Maintain your active lifestyle from the comfort of your beautiful apartment home with services and amenities that make everything easier. Take a swim in the pool. Choose to dine in one of our community's restaurants. Participate in art classes or enjoy a lecture. At Emmanuel Lutheran, your day is your own, free from the heavy burdens of home maintenance. To inquire about independent living at Buffalo Hill Terrace, call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest is the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Kronk. Jason, I guess we've pretty much talked about the coronavirus situation there at Buffalo Hill Terrace. Can you give us any kind of assurances that this will not ever happen again?
Well, you know, it's tough to say that we can't have it happen again. We're going to do all we can to prevent this. In fact, we've established, we've actually had a history of, you know, taking a position or taking a policy that exceeds requirements from the state or federal government. We've really set standards to be much higher than that. For instance, about 4 or 5 years ago, we adopted a policy where 100% of our employees are required to have a flu shot every year. And that's not required by any state organization. That was simply our standard that we said we were going to do that. So everyone that's employed at our organization knows that when they're working here, they're going to have a flu shot. And that is simply because we want to protect the residents who live here as best as we can. And along those lines, in July, while we were training and preparing to protect our residents from COVID, we adopted a policy that said we're going to test our staff 100% every week. And so we've been working on getting all of the staff who hadn't taken the test, because we had 100% of the staff take the test in May and 100% of the residents take this test in May. And we had zero positives after that test in May. But those staff that have been working since May, we've had them getting their tests. So we have a nice strong baseline. And then every week, our plan is to do weekly testing across campus to try to do what we can to minimize any potential exposure from our staff who are coming in and working here. And, you know, with the increases of COVID in our valley, you know, we've asked our staff to please use good judgment. And I think they've done a really good job of protecting themselves in the greater community and not going into group settings. So we're really proud of the staff that they've been able to kind of negotiate those details over the last 5 or 6 months since COVID has been in our society and be able to come to work every day. So we feel really good about the team being able to do that. But I think, like I said, until we have testing that we can do every day and with results on the spot, we're going to be vulnerable until we have a vaccine, of course, as well. So it's not a guarantee, it's not an assurance, but we're trying to do things to provide the best for our residents. And one of the things that was really, really, I think, comforting is when we talk to our staff about this new policy of 100% testing, when we explain it to them, that this is because it's for the residents to have the best life possible. That really made our staff feel good about adopting that policy and being able to support that policy and be able to do this testing that we're going to begin here in August.
Wow.
So,
Jason, do you ever feel like the little Dutch boy and with his finger in the dike?
I worry about a lot of things, and this pandemic hasn't helped ease my worry. It's a big responsibility when people move into our campus, wherever they live, independent living, assisted living, memory support, long-term care, post-acute, short stay care that people have here. People have entrusted us with tremendous responsibilities to take care of them, to give them the best life possible. If it's a short stay, which is on average 21 days in our retreat, our post-acute care area, or if it's independent living, people who want to enjoy the lifestyle that we offer, we have a large responsibility, and this pandemic hasn't made that any less, that's for sure. But thankfully, we've got such good people in Emmanuel who are creative, who are forward-thinking, trying to exceed expectations. And so it's really been, it's a worry, but it's also comforting to know that we have really good people here who really do what all they can to make that life the best for our residents. So,
all right. Well, the next thing we want to ask you about is this big announcement, and I want to get to that right after this, Jason.
Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill, and being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Emmanuel Lutheran Communities CEO Jason Kronk is our guest today. And Jason, you've got a big announcement and we can't hold it back any longer.
I do, John, and I'm happy to announce, and many people may have already read this, but we're so proud and honored to be recognized as the best assisted living for the second year in a row in the Flathead Valley. That's an elected or a recognition that's given through the Daily Interlake that puts out this program. So it's only been out for 2 years, and I think we're happy to be the award winner of that best in the Flathead for assisted living, which really helps all of us feel good across campus that people think so well of our organization. We have some wonderful providers in our valley, and any one of them could be the best assisted living, but we feel blessed to have that designation again for the second year. And so it's something that we'll wear that badge proudly for the next year, and give our residents and their families comfort knowing that people think really highly of us.
Well, that, of course, is very well deserved, and our congratulations to you and everybody at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities for that award. Now, I promised everybody a little vision from the visionary, so Jason, you're on.
Well,
I know it's a setup, but I did it anyway.
No, I got you. But you know what? We are not sitting still at Emmanuel. We are constantly looking at technology. We're looking at how we can grow our independent living in different ways. And right now, what we're going to start right now is we have land on the corner of our property where we're going to build new independent living cottages that are just adorable, high quality. They all have their own garage, and they all have their a porch. Very nice finishes in the same style standards that we've established with our villa apartments. We're bringing that same standard to our, maybe call it a detached villa apartment, but it's going to be a cottage. We're planning to build 6 of those cottages on the corner that will really be attractive and adorable. We haven't made this announcement up until just now, so you're the first to get this scoop. Wow. on a new style standard of living that we're offering to people who want to live on campus, but really in a very home-like setting, because it's not in an apartment building that we've offered before. This gives another choice for people looking for a different option. So if anyone is interested in looking at this new offering that we're going to begin construction here this week or next, the site work will begin. And then we'll build all 6 probably over the next 18 to 24 months. They'll be completed. And so, yeah, that's a big news for us. Yeah. to add more beautiful Emmanuel Lutheran up here on the hill.
It's amazing to me all that you have done in just your brief tenure at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and all that you want to do. We've talked about so many things that you see as in the future. And while we don't have enough time to get into all of those today, I'm looking forward to another opportunity to sit down with you here on the air and talk about your vision for where we're going with elder care. Because let's face it, we're all going to be old someday.
Yeah, and we think at Emmanuel that we want to be a resource to all of the older adults in our community, in our Flathead Valley, be a resource. We want to meet people in their home and allow them to, if they'd like to live in their home, grow older in their home, but yet be connected to our social programs. We're excited about that idea. So if people are interested in something like that, please let us know as well. We're starting to put plans together to launch that Emmanuel at Home program where we can have our independent residents live in their home, but yet come and dine with us or come and use our activities. Or maybe we bring meals to them and take care of housekeeping in their home and maintenance and such. And so it's really the future, I think, to allow people to age, create their own retirement is what we're saying. And this gives a lot of flexibility, but gives them peace of mind. Once you're a member of our independent living, whether it's in your home or at our campus, if something should happen to you, we've got you when you need us the most. We're going to have a place that you can recuperate if you fall and hurt yourself. It gives peace of mind to adult children knowing that they don't have to scramble to find an assisted living or a long-term care area, that Emmanuel Lutheran will be their good neighbor to help them when they need us the most, as I said. So there's some exciting things that we can talk about that's really going to be an evolution of how people age and how they can age at their own pace and where they feel supported.
Right. Fantastic. Jason Kronk, as always, we enjoy your conversations. Let's do it again soon.
Thank you so much, John. Glad to be with you today.
All right. Talk to you soon.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.